I picked up the coat. There were gaping wounds in it, slashes, patches burned away, clearly visible bullet holes. There was more hole than there was coat, really, and even the surviving whole leather was cracked, dried, stiff, and flaking. It began to fall apart while I stood there examining it. I guess nobody tried making a pie out of Cinderella's pumpkin once it got through being a carriage, though in some versions of the story, I guess it had been an onion. Maybe you could have made soup. I dropped the coat into the lake and watched it sink. I washed my face in the bathroom and squinted at the little mirror. My mother's amulet and gem gleamed against my bare chest. 3 days ago, my life had been business as usual. Now that little bit of silver and stone was just about the only thing I had left. Not my office, not my house, not my car, not my dog or my cat. God, where had Mr. gone after the fire? Not my integrity, not my freedom, not my friends. Not after Mab finished with me. What was left? A little bit of silver and a tiny rock. And Maggie. I sat down and waited to see what happened. Footsteps came down the dock and then onto the boat. A moment later, Murphy knocked on the door and then let herself into the cabin. She looked like she'd come straight here from the church, since she was still in her whitened battle gear, and from her expression, she hadn't slept. She exhaled slowly and nodded. I thought so. Murph, I said, maybe you shouldn't be here. I had to see you, she said. You just left. Wanted to say goodbye? I asked. Don't be stupid, she said. I don't want to say it, she swallowed. Harry, it's just that I was worried about you. I've never seen you like this. I never murdered my child's mother before, I said tonelessly. That's bound to take a little adjustment. She shivered and looked away. I just came to make sure that you aren't doing this to punish yourself, that you aren't going to do anything dramatic. Sure, I said. Nothing dramatic. That's me. Damn it, Dresden. I spread my hands. What do you want from me, Murphy? There's nothing left. She came and sat down next to me, her eyes on my face, on my chest and shoulders, taking in all the scars. I know how you feel, she said. After Maggie was settled, I called into the office. There's been another investigation launched. That putz, Rudolph. She swallowed, and I could practically smell the pain on her. The game's rigged. Stalling says he can get me early retirement, half pension. Jesus, Murphy, I said quietly. I'm a cop, Harry, she whispered. But after this, she spread her hands to show me that nothing was in them. I'm sorry, I said. I got you into this. The fuck you did? She turned angry blue eyes to me. Don't try that bullshit with me. I knew what I was doing. I took the risks. I paid for it. And I'll keep doing it for as long as I damn well please. Don't try to take that from me. I looked away from her and felt a little bit ashamed. She was probably right. She could have backed off from me a long time ago. She'd chosen to be my friend, even though she'd known the danger. It didn't exactly make me feel any better about myself, but it made me respect her a little more. Is it wrong of me to admire a woman who can take a hit, take it with as much fortitude as anyone alive, and stand up again with the fire still in her eyes? If it is, I guess I can blame it on a screwed-up childhood. Do you want the sword? I asked. She let out a quiet groan. You sound like Sonya. That was the first thing he said. She twisted her face into a stern mask, wearing a big grin, and mimicked his accent. This is excellent. I've been doing too much of the work. I almost laughed. Well, I must say, it looks good on you. Felt good, she said. Except for that pronouncement of doom thing. It was like someone else was using me as a sock puppet. She shivered. Ugh. Yeah, archangels can be annoying. I nodded toward the hidden compartment. There's a space behind that panel. You ever want the sword? Check there. I'm not rushing into anything. I've had rebound boyfriends, not interested in a rebound career. I grunted. So, what are you going to do? She shrugged. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to make any more decisions. So, I think I'm going to go get really drunk, and then have mindless sex with the first reasonably healthy male who walks by, and have a really awkward hangover. And after that, we'll see. Sounds like a good plan, I said, and my mouth kept going without checking in with the rest of me. Again. Do you want some company?